For many students, preparing for class is simple. You take your seat, pull out a pen, some paper. But for Eric Grusho, it's not that simple.
I'm legally blind.
Grusho was diagnosed with an eye disease that permanently affects the health of premature infants.
I don't have any peripheral vision at all. I can't see from the side.
And Grusho is not alone. The numbers are jolting. 1 in 5 Americans has some type of disability. About 33 million have challenges that make it difficult to perform many routine activities, including attending school. But these challenges do not have to be roadblocks, as Grusho has demonstrated. His condition does not stop him from pursuing an education at Erie Community College. He uses assistive technology to help him with his studies. His professors provide notes in the size he desires, and he says he gets along fine with his classmates.
So once they got used to the fact that we have a visually impaired kid in our class and he has to do things differently, it didn't get bad in any way. Everyone, even the teachers, were accepting of it.
Grusho uses many tools, including closed-circuit TV magnifiers and projectors. But he says the most essential device is his iPad. Studies indicate that most students who have disabilities do not graduate with college degrees. Some data in previous years show graduation rates below 40%. Experts say the outcomes have nothing to do with students' inability to handle coursework. Many believe the real barriers are caused by high schools that have failed to teach students important soft skills, including time management and strong study skills. That's why advocates highlight the successes achieved by students like Grusho. They stress that help is available. Nicole Marcello is manager of schools projects with Aspire of Western New York.
I complete assessments for students who are still in school districts and help them put a plan together of how they can transition successfully.
Marcello says every student has his or her own unique needs and that those needs must be carefully considered.
There's a lot that goes into transition planning, and it can be very overwhelming for families.
If an individual decides to go into the workforce after high school, the agency makes sure every accommodation is met. This includes training, job coaches, and transportation.
Transportation often is a really big obstacle for individuals with disabilities. So the employment specialist helps them figure out and assess what's their transportation options. Once a job is secured and they've been offered a job, then the coach goes in and provides training up front until that individual kind of is secure and comfortable.
For those who want to continue school, Aspire helps students succeed through their college tenure.
If you're an incoming freshman, I could work with you the entire summer previously to you getting to campus. We can work on navigating campus, making sure you're comfortable. Once you've got your schedule, we could go and we preview the classrooms together, make sure you know how to get to the classroom.
Grusho likes to help people, so he wants to become a pastor, and his parents are supporting him every step of the way.
My parents have been great. They taught me to self-advocate at a young age. They let me embrace it. While some of my other friends with similar visual disabilities, their parents outright will see it as a weakness, you know.
Brian Meyer, WBFO News.